Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Filer.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Good.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Excuse.
Green excused. Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hutchings.
Excused.
Hutchings excused. Yagi.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone. Crone.
Excused.
Excused. Larson.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
Mater.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller. Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Piperinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Semlek,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
excused,
excused. Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
excused.
Winters excused. Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
55 present, 5 excused.
The prayer of today will be offered by our own Rosie Berger.
Good morning, members of the 62nd. Our Wyoming prayer. Lord, we thank you that we live in a place where the glorious revelation of yourself is all around us. The prairies burst with the song from wind and birds and waving grasses. The abundance of animals roaming freely remind us of our freedom and the many ways you provide sustenance in your kingdom. From the depths of the ocean floor, you lifted your massive mountains and pointed them towards the heavens. We, like your Son, our Lord, are called to these high places to get away and rest in communion with you. We marvel as we wander through stately pines and twirling aspens along the creeks where trout dance and their tails above the rocks, and deer and elk sip from water's edge. And we remember that you have given us the living water to quench our thirst. Our spirit is refreshed and our strength renewed. We welcome the passing of seasons in broad circles of time with anticipation of new things to come, and we recognize the same feeling of hope that encircles our faith. Our lives are lived between sunrises and sunsets and brilliant colors. But at night, the limitless stars have a way of pushing back the boundaries of our lives, and we dream of heaven and your wonder. And with all these blessings of your creation around us, Father, we come together in communities on the prairie, by rivers and streams, on mountaintops, in your shadows in the valley, to receive your word, which has sown in rich soil and grown into a fruitful crop in the body of Christ. As we gather to praise your name, we see your greatest glory, your Son, our Savior, reflected in each other's faces, and we know the magnitude of your love for us and ours for you. May your heart feel the song of the meadowlark, your mind the clearness of the mountain air, and your soul the freedom of the soaring eagle. May your faith be renewed as the creek in the spring. May you celebrate the saving redemption of the cross and all its mysteries. And may you always feel the love of the community of our Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
That order of business, a journal committee report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 12, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Filer and Speaker Lubnow.
Chairman Teeters.
Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce the fourth graders from Trail Elementary and from Torrington, Wyoming. Please rise and be recognized.
Welcome to the House. Representative Freeman and Mr. Majority Whip.
Privilege of the floor?
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In that balcony, we have some residents from Sweetwater County. We don't get very many of those. But we have Lou Atkinson and Derek Paris. We'd welcome them to the House.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Mr. Speaker, can I have privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
First, members, I'd like to introduce you to the page of the day, Meade Stubson, who's a fourth grader at Fort Casper Academy. I think we figured this is his fourth or fifth year of being a page, but this year we've been working on amendments, so if you need any help in drafting today, he's here for your services. So please welcome Meade.
Representative Yagi.
Privilege to floor, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly.
Over here in this on my left have some former students that actually grew up to be productive people. So we have John and Mona Larson and Michael and Paula Jensen, constituents from Lyman, the Oasis of the Southwest. They drove down. They are interested in a bill. Appreciate them coming down and being part of this process. Welcome them.
Welcome to the House. And Meade Stubson, I forgot to say welcome to the House to you, but very welcome to the House. Mr. Majority Whip.
Mr. Speaker, can I have the privilege of the floor one more time?
Certainly.
Members, I want to introduce you. There are in the Capitol today about 40 civic education teachers from around the state. These teachers are here for a two-day civic education conference, and they're here to watch the legislative process, so be on your best behavior. But there are some of them in the balcony. If you'd stand and be recognized, please.
Welcome to the House. Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, this pile is your list of bills for introduction that's on your list for today. This pile is the list of bills that we still have to introduce. There's another pile of bills still being jacketed in the LSO that have to sit on your desk for 24 hours before we can even talk about them. It takes about, on average, 4 minutes per bill to introduce a bill. This is, what do we have here? 34 on this, or I guess it's 33 because we're pulling one off the list, and your sheet's a purple sheet. We've got about 50 here, so you do the math on how hard we have to work to get all these bills in by the bill introduction deadline, which is tomorrow. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, did you have any announcements? Oh, well, sorry about that. Doctor of the day is Kara Johnson, MD, from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Welcome. The nurse of the day is Wendy Miller from Riverton, Wyoming. Welcome. We're now at that order of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Oh, I guess we're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 100, Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Committee of the Whole report failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File Number 8, Agency Land Sale, Acquisition and Exchange Authority, Ayes 12, Noes 17, Excused 1. This bill has been indefinitely postponed. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Now we are at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 113.
House Bill number 113 is introduced by Representative Reeder.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public works and contracts.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 113 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is an act relating to public works and contracts, prohibiting governmental units from requiring contractors to have agreements with organized labor or political work projects, prohibiting discrimination against contractors for having or not having agreements with organized labor, providing a definition and providing for an effective date. The purpose of this bill ensures that public work contracts in Wyoming will be awarded on an even playing field between union and non-union contractors. Thank you.
Any one-minute rebuttals? One-minute rebuttals. Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill because it's a bill looking for a problem. There are no project labor agreements that are enforceable in Wyoming, and there haven't been any that I know of from any state buildings at all. There may have been one up in Riverton on a project that the federal government built, but that was amended. Washington, D.C. sent back a letter, says, no, we're going to null and void that project labor agreement. So there are no project labor agreements on any buildings built in the state of Wyoming. We're a right-to-work state. So all the buildings we build over the hill, any schools, there are no PLAs, project labor agreements. Please vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? 30 seconds, Representative Reeder. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a little pushback on that. This bill will help keep Wyoming contractors employed on those projects that do take a federal mandate, federal union labor. They have to go out of state a lot for those folks. This will prevent some of that. So I encourage you to vote for the bill, at least get it to committee so we can have some proper discussion.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly. Davison. Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt. Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchins excused. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride. Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Walters excused. Watt. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters excused. Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any? Davison? No to aye. Blevins? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 11 no, 4 excused.
House Bill 113 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100.
House Bill 100 is introduced by Dave Zwanzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure.
Chairman Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill number 100 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is the investigative subpoena bill that passed through this House during the general session and ran out of time as it got to the other side. It is where when folks make a withdrawal out of your checking accounts and it comes from out of state, that the detectives and such that look into that contact those out-of-state companies, and they do not want to release information without a piece of paper that gives them authorization to do so. And they have run into this problem several times. Some of the concerns last time was that these subpoenas might be a little mischievous, so I have tightened the bill up in three areas. The first area, right after the word probable cause, we've added with probable cause to believe that an internet fraud has been committed. So we're trying to limit it very specifically to internet frauds. The other two changes is that we specifically identified the statutes that it applies to. And then the third change is we limited it just to the four folks that can offer these subpoenas, which is the sheriff, DCI, and the police, et cetera. We took away folks like the brand inspectors and the fire marshals and park rangers and neighboring police states and outfitters and such. So I believe it's a much better, much narrower bill, and it'll serve the purpose to protect the citizens of Wyoming.
Any one-minute oppositions? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker, Barlow, Berger, Blake, Blevins, Blickery, Brown, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Coleman, Connolly, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green excused, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, excused, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stebson, Teeters, Throne, Walters excused, Watt, Wilson, Winters excused, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Lubno, Larson. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused.
House Bill 100 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 126.
House Bill 126, as submitted by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to restoration of rights lost as a result of a felony conviction.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the body, this bill is one of our oldest friends. I'd like you to please welcome back the restoration of rights after a felony conviction, which unfortunately failed by only one vote in the Senate last year. However, over the years, many of you have asked why felons can't get their right to own a firearm restored. You asked, we listened. I'm pleased to tell you the bill before you not only restores felony voting rights, but also the right to own a firearm upon fulfilling all provisions of sentencing for a state crime. After Virginia changed their law in 2013, Wyoming is now the second most restrictive state in the country when it comes to ex-felons reacquiring their voting rights. And our process is arguably the most complex by waiting 5 years and having to apply to the Board of Parole. But if our ex-felons move to any of 38 other states, they can vote no problem. However, if ex-felons from other states move here, even if the conviction is 30 years behind them, they still have to apply or get pinched, as we saw in a case in the Bighorn Basin this summer. And it truly isn't fair because we don't have a sign at the border that says any ex-felon from any time from any state, please contact the Board of Parole for your voting rights to be restored. Again, an overview of this bill, it only applies to nonviolent felons getting their voting rights restored after completion of their sentence and all aspects of their probation and parole have been completed. This allows people to restore their right of gun ownership after being convicted of only a nonviolent felony. under state law. Also, I put this bill in the hopper on Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, the Attorney General of the country issued a statement in support of taking this action. And so I'm pleased to report to you, finally, D.C. is listening to something Wyoming is doing. Again, this is a fundamental right to vote in an election, upholding the fundamental American maxim of no taxation without representation. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Any one-minute oppositions? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My concern with this legislation goes back, and the good colleague and friend of mine from Laramie County, we've had this discussion many times on introduction, but there are several offenses that you and I would think in our own minds are violent felons that are not categorized that way, such as second-degree sexual assault, several others. And so I would just urge you to vote no. Until we can get that part of it cleared up, I'm not going to support this legislation.
Any other one? Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in protest against this, the introduction of this bill. You know, when you commit a crime, you know that you're going to get punished for it. I don't think we should say you're going to get punished now, but down the road you can get out of it. So I don't think this is a good bill, and I rise in protest. Thank you.
30 seconds, Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In regards to the first comment, the good chairman of education will be happy to know that second-degree sexual assault is a violent felony under our classification, first and second degree. Not third degree, no. But that's another discussion for another day on what constitutes a violent felony and what doesn't. The second argument is philosophical. I fundamentally believe that we have incarceration and a penitentiary to rehabilitate, and once you get out, you should be fully restored into American society.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Filer,
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green, excused, Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchins, excused, Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden, Madden,
no.
Mater,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, excused, Watt,
aye.
Wilson, Winters, excused. Zwanitzer, Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer, Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 29 aye, 27 no, 4 excused.
House Bill 126 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 121.
House Bill 121 is introduced by Representative Burkhart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to civil and criminal procedure.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 21 for introduction. Ask for your favorable consideration. 121. Thank you, Representative. This bill clarifies the law as to when a court can admit evidence of a defendant's prior sexual assault offenses into evidence in a trial. Currently, courts may admit evidence of prior sexual assault, but the standards for it are set by case law, not by statute, and leave much to the discretion of the district court. This allows for inconsistency among the district courts in allowing the introduction of this evidence. This bill is based on Wyoming Supreme Court case law and merely provides a roadmap that all district courts can use in determining when this evidence should be admitted, including the usefulness of the evidence, the necessity of the evidence, and the value of the evidence, and any possible prejudice to the defendant.
Any one-minute opposition? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't really have a feelings one way or the other about this particular bill. I would only submit that this is already the current law as it stands, created by the Wyoming Supreme Court. And it basically creates it in the statute as opposed to what's written in the law. And so there's not really a need for it. It's just another law on the books to do exactly what already exists. So I'm going to vote against it, but I don't think it really makes much difference one way or the other.
Any other 1 minute for speeches? 30 seconds, Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think this is an excellent bill, and I would urge the body to...
Representative Crone, you're out of order. It'll be a 1 minute opposition or a 30-second rebuttal.
Mr. Speaker, 30-second in support of the bill.
Is that all right? All right. 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize for being out of order. I'd urge the body to vote in favor of this bill. I think this clarifies in statute what the Supreme Court has said, and I think it makes it clearer in these types of cases. It's a much-needed bill, and I would urge an aye vote for introduction. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger. Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings excused. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters excused. Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters excused. Zwanitz or Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitz or Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Berger.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Zwanitz or Dan, aye to no. Filer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 10 no, 4 excused.
House Bill 121 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Madam Minority Floor Leader. Oh, you have a bill. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yes, sir, Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, item number 21 on the list, House Bill 56, please remove that. It'll go on the introduction list at a later time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 107.
House Bill 107 is introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal forfeiture.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 107. You may recall we had a forfeiture bill the other day. Judiciary would like to take both of these up at the same time and discuss them and see if we can meld them together and find some good things in both. If you remember what forfeiture is all about, in Wyoming we have what's called civil forfeiture. This is where if you get pulled over and let's say they smell marijuana, they could charge you with possession of marijuana, take your vehicle under a civil procedure, and then not even get the conviction later on. So essentially take your property without a conviction. What this bill would do is get rid of civil forfeiture, move to what's called criminal forfeiture, which is, yes, they can still take your property, but only after they've obtained the conviction, not through a civil procedure. Many states are starting to move toward this procedure, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Any 1 minute opposition? Hearing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green excused. Halverson. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings. Excused. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers. Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters excused. Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters excused. Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 2 no, 4 excused.
House Bill 107 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 88.
House Bill Number 88, as presented by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Uniform Consumer Credit Code.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I got a little ahead of myself and tried to jump in front of the good chairman of Judiciary. Members of the 62nd, I bring for your consideration a bill that I've worked with the payday lending industry, that's what they're known as outside of Wyoming, to bring some industry standard practices into our code. This basically allows folks who use payday lending services the right of rescission. It allows a limited payment plan option if they need that. And finally, it just requires notice. So again, this has the support of the Trade Association of the payday lending industry and 22 of the 32 states that regulate payday lending have at least some of these best practices in their code. Thank you.
Any 1 minute oppositions? Hearing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
excused.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings, excused. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff, Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters excused, Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters excused, Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any other any changes? Croker, aye to no. Laux. Aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 6 no, 4 excused.
House Bill Number 88 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 105.
House Bill 105, as introduced by Representative Laux.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure.
Representative Laux.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House Bill 105 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a very simple bill. I think some of you have seen it last year. Basically, what it's doing is making sure that anybody in law enforcement that's utilizing drones for an investigation has a warrant to do so. There is provisions in it, exceptions, that, to make sure that if there is activity going on, it's urgent that they will not have to have a warrant. There's four provisions that you guys can read after that that states that if there's a felony in progress, then it's an exemption. Also, if you know, if there's something going on where there's imminent harm to other people, same thing. But basically what it does is say that they have to have a warrant in order to utilize to gather information in an investigation. Thank you.
Any 1 minute oppositions? Representative Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Are we expanding the term drone to cover the satellites that are up there? Those are also unmanned surveillance vehicles. Just want to know where we're going to end with this. Bill's in search of a problem, kind of thinking.
Any other 1 minute rebuttals? Representative Zwanitzer, are you headed? Okay. 30 seconds. Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Gingery,
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green, excused, Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings, excused, Gaggy,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader, McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, excused, Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, excused, Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Madden, aye to no. Filer, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 6 no, 4 excused.
House Bill 105 is introduced and will be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 87.
House Bill 87, as submitted by Representative Connolly.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to marriage.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 87 for introduction. There are 18 states today, maybe more tomorrow, that recognize full marriage equality, joining dozens of nations around the globe. Last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a portion of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional, and now the federal government must recognize all marriages, whether between different or same-sex couples. So what does that mean for those of us who are gay or lesbian here in Wyoming? It's estimated that there are 12,877 individuals and that 28% of our same-sex couples in the state are raising children. We can marry elsewhere and then come home and have the feds treat our marriages equally, but not our home state. I don't want to leave Wyoming to get married. Wyoming is my chosen home. I've lived here for over 2 decades. It's where I've spent my entire professional career. It's where I've raised my son. It's the state I love and serve. In December, during a management audit committee meeting, I went to lunch with our departed colleague. We began talking about B-11s or the Aeronautics Commission, I don't remember which, but we found ourselves primarily talking about love and family. She talked of starting to date a new guy, and I talked about passing a new one-year anniversary. At that moment, and in so many moments that I've had with each of you, there were no politics of gay or straight. Because when it comes down to it, love is a human experience, and one that is so important that it is codified in our statutes. This bill is needed so that the state of Wyoming reflects the very human understanding that I shared with our colleague that day. So simply, if I want to get married to the woman that I love,
I want to do it here.
Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to remind the body of last year's discussion. One of the most compelling arguments to me last session was one representative's suggestion that this monumental topic be put to the voters. The issue requires the input of the constituents that would most be affected by it. We cannot legislate such a colossal change in society's families, lives, jobs, and religions from a glass bowl. We are not in a vacuum, and I urge the bringer of this bill to begin the constitutional amendment process if the good representative feels that this is what the majority of the people of Wyoming want, on and against the bill.
Any other one-minute oppositions? 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In all honesty, our Constitution says it well and perfectly. Article 1, Declaration of Rights, Section 2, Equality of All. And their inherent right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all members of the human race are equal. That's our Constitution.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
no.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel, Filer, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings, excused, Yagi,
no.
Kasparic, Kirkbride.
No.
Kasparic, would you confirm your vote, please?
No.
Okay. Kirkbride?
No.
Croker?
No.
Krohn?
No.
Larson?
No.
Lockhart?
No.
Laux?
No.
Madden?
No.
Mader?
No.
McKim?
No.
Miller?
Aye.
Moniz?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Northrup?
No.
Patton?
No.
Paxton?
No.
Petroff?
Aye.
Pieperinen? Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, excused, Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 17 aye, 41 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 87 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 125.
House Bill 125 as presented by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 125, Local Option Tax Municipalities. This is an old friend. We've got it introduced before. It's gone to committee. It's even made it to the other side. And then somehow it gets kind of stuck in the mud. But this is an issue that affects a number of counties in the state that have not one large city, but maybe a number of other smaller cities. This bill would allow a local option tax. So for those cities that, like in Park County, Fremont County, Uinta County, I believe, a couple of other counties where there's more than one municipality of any size will allow a local option tax to where if one community wants something done in their community, another community, and frankly the county, don't have to vote for that particular issue. So, you know, I'm not really one here to bring a tax bill, but this is a tax bill where people vote on it, vote on to tax themselves to build something in their community that will help the people in their community. So I encourage you to vote aye on this. Let's get it to committee. Let's get the discussion going again. Thank you.
Representative Goggles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have one question, and this question and answer will depend on my vote. To the bringer, Does this local option include alcohol?
Another 1 minute oppositions. 30 seconds.
In response to the question, this does not include alcohol.
I encourage your aye vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Davison. Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Davison. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
House Bill 125 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 122.
House Bill 122 is introduced by Representative Greer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety.
Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 122 for introduction. Outside a little bit of my area of experience here, but what we have in place on the books is it's a revenue generator regarding cigarettes, and what we charge is a certification fee to every manufacturer for every type of cigarette. That certification is paid every year. I understand generates about $250,000. And it revolves around the testing mechanism, the certification regarding the burn rates and combustibility of cigarettes. Okay? The way our system is set up is that these funds all go to the fire marshal's office, who is directed by statute to pay it over to the general fund. What this bill does is sends those duties and responsibilities to the Department of Revenue, who is actually the department that is out now doing the inspections and making sure the certifications are on there, and seems to be the right department to receive these funds to pay them over to the general fund, rather than have the fire marshal's office go through the hassle of receiving the certifications and turning the funds over. Just let it be done by the Department of Revenue, who's actually out there and in a place to do it. I understand we have some agreements within the agencies regarding this. I'd ask for your support. And I really have nothing clever to say about this one. Thank you.
Any 1 minute oppositions? Hearing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings, Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder, Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hutchings? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 122 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Chairman Teeters, I think I owe you a privilege of the floor. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is the fourth grade class from Trail still here? You're still here, aren't you? You guys stand up and please be recognized. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 117.
House Bill 117, introduced by Representative Freeman.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school safety and security.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House Bill 117 be for introduction and ask for your favorable vote. This summer, I had the privilege of serving on the Governor's School Safety Task Force. I benefited greatly from this experience, and several of my personal opinions changed based on the expertise that was gathered in that committee. The task force had three major recommendations. Additional school resource officers, additional training for schools, and the further hardening of schools. House Bill 117 deals with the first recommendation, which is school resource officers. What House Bill 117 will do is it will set up a grant source using school foundation money to provide a pool to where the districts can apply for a grant. The grants will use the following rubric to determine if they qualify for a grant, since there is a limited amount of money in there. Districts that don't have an SRO officer would have first opportunity. The second thing will happen is rural schools that have problems with response times would be the second thing. In the current system, only large districts and wealthy communities can afford to have SRO officers. That leaves a lot of rural districts out. The next thing is where districts and local law enforcement have an agreement would be the third part. All schools have security plans, but only 10% of law enforcement told us of their plans. And finally, districts who need additional SROs would be allowed to apply. This is a temporary fix. It only goes for 2 years. Instead of the next...
Chairman Madden, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess my issue on this is that we do have a lot of schools that already take this out of their block grant money and have been supplying safety officers for years. And this is a way of treating, I think the result of this bill for 2 years, whether it's 2 years or not, it's going to result in some school districts being treated unfairly by essentially augmenting their funding and not doing the same thing. I'd rather have this done during the calibration period, which I think starts next year, and that would be the logical way. If we're going to do that, do it for everybody and treat them all the same. Thank you.
Any other 1 minute? Chairman Teeters.
Just a brief point of information, I guess, for the body. Fully implementation of SROs across the state, if you were to put one in every building, would be approximately $60 million. So that would be full implementation. The other thing that we need to at least consider is that we do have the Blue Ribbon Task Force recommendations that I'm sponsoring that I will be carrying that will be farther down the list today that approaches this issue from a little different vantage point. But at the same time, I appreciate the conversation today, and I'll let the body vote their will. But we will consider this during recalibration.
Representative Freeman, 30 seconds.
I think that what has to be noted is that this calls for $2.3 million per year. It allows smaller districts that cannot take it out of their block grant an opportunity to put SROs in there, and it nudges communities, law enforcement, and education to cooperate. Above all, it increases school security now.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickrey.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup, Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
yay.
Pieperinen,
yeah.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Swanitzer Dave?
No.
Mr. Speaker?
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 26 no.
House Bill 117 will not be introduced. Brothers and sisters of the 67th, okay, we've got a lot to do, so I urge your concentration. I know it's going to be a marathon today, but let's get through it if we can. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 104.
House Bill 104 is introduced by Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to student information.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is brought by the National Guard Youth Challenge Program. It's an opt-in provision for parents to consent to the challenge program contacting their 16 or 17-year-old dropout. When the parent signs out their child who's dropping out from a school district, they can fill out a separate provision for the challenge program to contact their son or daughter with information on the program. This is just name, address, phone number, no grades, no medical records, nothing which would violate FERPA. Montana and Alaska have similar provisions. The Wyoming Youth Challenge Program would like this opportunity as well. For those of you familiar with the program, it is a 6-month residential education program where students learn life skills. They can either get their GED, or in more and more cases in the last couple of years, the program is getting them back on track where they can re-enter high school and get back to grade level to finish their diploma. The program is growing in number and success each year. They recently started 4 classes in 2012. This is another step to ensure that our high school students, if they do drop out, can get the education they need to be productive members of society, and I'd be happy to stand for any questions.
Any 1-minute opposition? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 104 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 124.
House Bill Number 124, introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
an act relating to education content and performance standards.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 124 and would ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill simply moves the date at which the State Board of Education is required to present any changes that will occur to our content standards to the Joint Education Committee for our consideration, and it does it in such a way that we would have time to react legislatively before the next proceeding session, so that if we see something that our constituents are extremely concerned about, it would give us the opportunity to have time to react to that. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Any one-minute opposition? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow.
No.
Berger. Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Seiler.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi, Kasparik, Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Berger, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no.
House Bill 124 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 114.
House Bill 114 is introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the State Board of Education.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 114 and would ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 114 contemplates a little shift in the way that we appoint our State Board of Education. It would allow the people of the state of Wyoming to elect 6 members of the State Board of Education. And those election districts would be set up based on a one-man, one-vote principle and would be delineated by the combination of Senate districts. It would also contemplate the appointment of 5 members that would be appointed by the governor, and also that would require approval by the state Senate. And I would stand for questions.
Any rebuttal? Are we ready for roll call? Chief Clerk.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Feiler,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
excuse.
Swanitzer Dan, excuse. Swanitzer Dan, would you please clarify your vote? I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no.
House Bill 114, having passed, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Our next bill for consideration is 92.
House Bill 92 is introduced by Representative Teeters. An act relating to public schools.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem, and I move House Bill 92 and would ask for your favorable consideration. We took testimony, the Joint Education Committee did this summer, from the Governor's Blue Ribbon Task Force on School Safety. That process was long and deliberate and unfortunately did not leave us with enough time for consideration of their proposals before we would meet again here this session. So I chose to, by working with the chairman of the Blue Ribbon Task Force, draft their recommendations, and that's why we have House Bill 192 before us today. Essentially, it organizes the response of school safety security threats by requiring that all of the school districts work with local law enforcement to develop plans for these sorts of issues. It also provides the authorization of two positions through the Homeland Security Department, and I believe those will be federally funded, as well as additional some monies for the Department of Education to carry out the provisions of the Act, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Rebuttal. Chief Clark, will you call the roll, please?
Hey.
Excuse me, Chairman Madden.
Can I rebut now?
You can rebut.
All right, thank you.
I won't take seconds off of that either.
I just have some questions about this. You know, the thing that worries me is we probably have, and I know we do have, schools that already have crisis management plans and, you know, the kind of thing that a typical school person is going to see is some more micromanaging here. The other thing I don't see is the dates. You know, you got a special committee that's going to talk about what the crisis management plan has. You got another requirement where it says you got all school districts are required to do a crisis management plan. It seems like they wouldn't have to do it until after they know what they're supposed to include in it. And I just wonder if there's another way we can do that. I guess that's my opinion.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. A lot of the issues were not completely ironed out by the Blue Ribbon Task Force, and that's part of the reason why this bill is needed to move those efforts forward. And as far as the dates go, I don't have a good quick answer in 30 seconds, but I will make sure that it all works out in the end.
I see no other rebuttal. Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
no.
Blevins,
no.
Blickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison, Davison, Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson, Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
Mater,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer-Dan, Zwanitzer-Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison? Aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 35 aye, 25 no.
With the vote 35-25, House Bill 92 will not be entered into committee.
Okay, our next bill for consideration is House Bill 111.
House Bill 111 is introduced by Representative Eklund. An act relating to school safety and security.
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 111 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill allows school boards to establish gun policy in their districts. I bring the bill with somewhat of an urgency, especially within many of our most rural areas. Presently, there are communities that have little, if any, law enforcement nearby. They're normally quiet and peaceful and seldom need policing. This bill only applies to K through 12. Some rural campuses would take an hour of response time. Most smaller rural districts will never be able to assign school resource officers to all of their campuses. And this bill comes as a way to fill gaps in school security that exist today and allow local school boards to manage this part of their security. The rules in the bill are limited to allow the local control. I am open to amendments if this body believes they're too broad. I want to stick with the idea that local control will remain in the bill and that the school boards are allowed to use any and all resources within their community to establish security. It's non-mandatory for the staff. Thank you.
Rebuttal? Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I want to stand against this bill. I believe the Second Amendment applies to everybody. It's not. I don't think it's appropriate to tell local schools that they can determine who gets their Second Amendment, their rights that are guaranteed by the Second Amendment, and who doesn't. Much better solution is a bill that's coming later that would apply things equally to everybody statewide.
Representative Eklund.
Last year we worked on this, and I found out that there were so many diverse opinions on what they should have in their own school districts that I decided to bring this bill. I supported the bill last year that didn't make it through the whole process. I would welcome that full Second Amendment deal, but right now we need some ability by local communities to manage their own security. Thank you.
Any other rebuttal? No more. Okay. Chief Clerk, are you ready to call the roll?
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
McKim.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Yep.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 6 no.
House Bill 111, referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 103.
House Bill 103 is introduced by Representative Piperinen. An act relating to game and fish.
Representative Piperinen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move House Bill 103, Lifetime Archery Licenses, and ask for your favorable consideration for its introduction. The bill has the support of the Game and Fish Department and will be popular with archery hunters across the state. A licensed big game hunter is required to obtain an archery license in addition to their regular big game hunting license, in order to hunt in special hunts reserved just for archers. Similar to those who purchase lifetime bird, small game, and fishing licenses, a sportsman intending to hunt in Wyoming for several years would benefit by buying an archery license one time rather than on an annual basis. I'll stand for questions.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Chairman. Just to remind the body, the Game and Fish Department keeps coming back for license fee increases. These lifetime licenses, after about 10 years, the people are using them for free, which means they'll hunt for free for another 30 to 40 years. So I'd urge you to vote against this.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have a similar type issue with this. I'm looking at the fiscal note, and I see that, you know, with a lifetime license, you only have to buy one for the rest of your life, and we end up with a positive revenue increase, and it's counterintuitive to me, I guess. And if that's the case, I just need an explanation of this, because like the previous speaker said, we're just transferring money to private people by giving them something, and I don't even think we can do it constitutionally.
Representative Piperinen.
So I assume they won't be buying Lifetime's archery license. No comment.
Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery. Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly. Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Patton, conflict?
Aye.
Patton, would you please
aye.
Patton, aye. Paxton,
no.
Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Filer, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 35 aye, 25 no.
House Bill 103 will not be introduced. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 102.
House Bill 102 is introduced by Representative Stubson. An act relating to the administration of government.
Majority Floor Leader. No, excuse me, I can't give you that increase in salary there. Majority Floor Whip Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I'd move for the introduction of House Bill 102 and ask for your favorable consideration. The Sage-Grouse Implementation Team has now been a part of the state landscape for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And to me, it's given me great concern over that time frame that you look in our statute book and that it has no reference to that team, despite the tremendous impact that that team's work has on our state, on development in our state, on the future of our state, and on the possible listing of the sage-grouse. And so the bill before you is a modest step to ensure that the legislature has a voice in this process, has a voice in this issue,
And what the bill before you does is it simply establishes the Sage-Grouse implementation team. It sets forth its membership, which is consistent with its current membership, sets forth the appointment process and the rotating terms of the Sage-Grouse implementation team, and establishes it as an advisory body for the governor on Sage-Grouse policy. I think this has been such an important issue to the state that it is time that we as a legislature take some role in it, that we can no longer sort of turn and just allow it to be a creature of the executive. Secondarily, I think having this as a part of our statute does give us some increased argument that against the listing of the sage-grouse, so I'd appreciate your aye vote.
Is there any rebuttal? Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder, Simlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. Oh, Bird? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 102 is referred to committee number Travel, Rec, and Wildlife 6. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 101.
House Bill 101 is introduced by Representative Paxton, an act relating to elections.
Representative Paxton.
Madam Chairman, Pro Tem, I move House Bill 101 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that's brought to us by the county clerks. It gives the counties the option being the operative word of using electronic poll books, and allows for the creation of vote centers. Vote centers are an alternative to neighborhood precincts. If a jurisdiction opts to use vote centers, voters may cast their ballot at any vote center in the jurisdiction regardless of their residential address. This could be very beneficial for someone who works in a different location from where they live. If this bill were to pass, it would not be utilized until the 2016 election to allow time for implementation. The Secretary of State's office estimates the cost to the state of $61,270 for the construction of software to interface with the counties. If the counties were to elect to go this route, they would be paying the extra cost for implementation.
Any rebuttal? Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake. Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
Yagi,
Kasparik, Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson. Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Throne. Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Greer? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill 101 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 106.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Moniz. An act relating to counties.
Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 106 and ask for your favorable consideration. Basically, what this bill does is clarify an interpretation of the current statutes allowing counties to do a fireworks ban in their counties upon resolution. In some counties, mainly in Albany County, our county attorney had interpreted the law to mean that we had to have a general election of our voters to allow this to happen. It is the only county in the state that does that, but this statute kind of clarifies that intention. By the time during a drought season, if you have an election of the voters, the drought season will be over. So with that, I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no rebuttal, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey. Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Excuse.
Mater excused. McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlek. Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 106 is referred to Corporations Committee Number 7. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 115.
House Bill 115 is introduced by Representative Teeters. An act relating to highways.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 115 and would ask for your favorable consideration. I will reserve the balance of my time for my good co-sponsor.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I give you House Bill 115. Hopefully you'll remember this bill so I can give a very quick explanation. This was a bill that we had last session. It passed this body unanimously and ran out of time in the other body. This bill, the short of it is it allows us to use federal law to establish some state right-of-ways across federal land. Any road that existed before 1976 and is still in use, we have a legal right to file a right-of-way across. This would preserve access to some state lands. Some other states have had success with similar legislation. It doesn't require the state to do anything. It just gives county commissioners the option and a process for filing those liens if they so choose. And that's a quick explanation of the bill. I'll stand for any questions, but I'd encourage your aye vote.
Seeing no rebuttal, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Halverson, Harsh, Halverson, aye. Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harvey, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 115 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 27.
House Bill 27 is introduced by Speaker Lubnow. An act relating to constitutional conventions.
Speaker Lubnow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I move introduction of House Bill 27 and ask for your favorable consideration. It's one of the two bills I'm bringing in my last session. For 10 years in this body, we've worked to minimize the federal government intrusion into the lives of the people of the state of Wyoming. The Fed's actions have become bolder and more intrusive every year. Like a frog in a pan of water, the Feds are slowly turning up the heat on our state government to the point where we will not have any authority. And I'm convinced by the actions of our federal government that have gotten progressively more intrusive since the 1970s, that fundamental governmental changes need to be changed. Bureaucrats who have never been to Wyoming pass rules and regulations based upon ideals and rumors that have no relation to what happens here in Wyoming. I'm amazed at their audacity. Do they think Wyoming is the way it is by accident? But before we call a constitutional convention, we need to prepare. I'm deathly afraid of a runaway convention. The great small state, big state compromise that was created by our founders should never be changed. House Bill 27, as passed by a number of states, would ensure that delegates to a convention called to propose an amendment to the U.S. Constitution would be faithful to the limits imposed by the states that called it. This is not a bill calling for a constitutional convention. It's a bill similar to the proposed, to the legislation that other states' presidential electors remain faithful to their pledged candidate in an electoral college. It means that Wyoming delegates obey limits imposed on them by this body should an Article 5 convention be called. All the bill does is remove the authority of a constitutional convention delegate if that delegate acts outside the authority granted by this body. It is a bill to prevent betrayal of the people of the state of Wyoming if a constitutional convention is ever held and it runs away.
You made it. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I agree with much of what the good speaker said, but I do have a lot of concern about the potential of a constitutional convention, so I would urge a lot of caution. I know this bill doesn't directly call for it, but I think it's a step in that direction. That's why I'll be voting against it. And my biggest issue with a constitutional convention is that our Constitution is not broken. We have the finest document to ever create a government. Our federal government is ignoring it now, and I don't see how making changes to it will suddenly cause them to start obeying it.
Representative Hutchings?
Madam Chairman, Representative Croker voiced my opinion. Thank you.
Speaker Lubno, for your... All right, so we'll... All right, we're disregarding Hutchings. Okay, Representative Millers. Excuse me, Representative Miller.
For the bill.
For the bill.
30 seconds. Basically, this protects a runaway convention. It allows our delegate to only do what this body wants. You know, our current administration's not following the Constitution now. To think that they're going to follow the Constitution if we go and amend it, you know, I think that's not a smart thing to follow. So on and for the bill, we're going to direct this person, if there's one called, he can only vote or she can only vote on these particular issues.
Time.
Thank you.
Chief Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery. Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly. Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Yep.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Teeters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Winters, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no.
House Bill 27 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 91.
House Bill 91, introduced by Representative Stubson. An act relating to banks and restricted transactions.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move House Bill 91 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. This is one of our favorite kind of bills, a repealer. The portion that is being repealed out applies to state banks, and it constitutes limitations on loan-to-value ratios and those sorts of things for certain types of real estate loans. The problem is that it puts our state banks, our state chartered banks, at a little bit of a disadvantage as compared to nationally chartered banks, because there is already a whole system of guidelines on loan-to-value ratios for real estate loans that the FDIC imposes. And so we have a little bit of inconsistency and a little bit of, economic disadvantage or competitive disadvantage to state banks because they have this other layer of bureaucracy and regulation laid over them. And so what this does is it does away with the statutory loan-to-value ratios. They are still there are still limitations that they have to follow that are sort of safety and soundness standards imposed by the FDIC, and this puts them on a level playing field with nationally chartered banks. So I'd urge your aye vote.
Seeing no rebuttal, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Conflict.
Blickery, conflict. Brown.
Conflict.
Brown, conflict. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Conflict.
Esquivel, conflict. Filer. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
No, Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blevins, conflict. Are there any other changes? Patton? Patton, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 4 no, 4 conflicts.
House Bill 91 is referred to Minerals Committee Number 9. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 120.
House Bill 120 is introduced by Representative Harvey, an act relating to public employees.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I bring to you a drug testing bill. In the private industry, especially in the medical field, every institution in this state tests for drug usage of their employees, except the state of Wyoming. We have 7 state institutions that have vulnerable adults and children, and we have people that have been discharged from other healthcare-related facilities that find their way into state employment because there is no pre-employment drug testing, nor is there random drug testing after they're hired. This bill would allow for that. If a person declares that they have a problem before they are drug tested, then they are able to get some help before they are drug tested, and then they'll be monitored after that. It doesn't mean an immediate dismissal, but there are provisions for discipline in the bill, and also gives both Department of Health and Department of Family Services the opportunity to the employees the opportunity to appeal.
Representative Watt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. State employees, mine's more of a question. Does that include us? We are state employees, and I believe that it should.
Representative Gay.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My rebuttal will come in the form of a question. Would drug testing include therapeutic medicine as well as recreational drugs to be on the test list?
Chairman Harvey, 30 seconds.
This is not all state employees. It is only the state employees that work at the 5 state institutions that have vulnerable adults and children. You can, in the bill, it allows for you to declare the drugs that you are taking legally. And so you can put your prescription list and also over-the-counter medications to be able to screen those out before you take the test.
Hey. Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Calverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 120 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 118.
House Bill 118 is introduced by Representative Baker. An act relating to State Miners Hospital.
Representative Baker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. This bill would reinstate the Legislative Oversight Committee for the Miners Hospital. I see a problem, and this is one possible solution. We owe it to our miners. I've discussed the issue with many Sweetwater County residents, including former legislators, and most don't know what is happening with the Miners Hospital. I understand that they are trying to do what they feel is best for miners, but I think that concerns are valid. The board is still covering testing and reimbursing for some services, but individuals that I speak with have no idea. It has been over a year and a half since the mobile unit has been to Sweetwater County, and in late 2012, when they advertised that they would no longer continue that program, many concluded that the whole program was done. My hope in sponsoring this bill is twofold. One, to bridge the gap between the legislature and the board. The board had a breakfast last session. From that breakfast, there was a bill that was sponsored that did not pass. As I continue my legislative career, I find that spending time with the agencies is the most efficient way to in understanding programs and concerns. Second, I feel that members of our communities deserve the best possible services and information. We owe much of our trust fund and stability in our state to the miners of old. They created an environment so that we can now flourish. I would like to see the mobile unit updated and reactivated, proper advertising and communication at the local level, and see optimization of all $8.5 million, and if necessary, more funds to address the identified needs. So the bill would appropriate $18,000 from the general fund, approximately $9,000 a year, for a total of 5 one-day meetings, which could mean legislators attending their regular meetings. This committee is perceived as unnecessary by many, but as a child of a minor, I feel we need to continue to optimize programs and communication for those who have sacrificed their bodies for our luxury long before regulating agencies existed. Thank you for listening and ask for your favorable consideration.
1 minute rebuttals. Representative Chairman Madden.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My issue with this is that I would think there would be a standing committee that could provide the oversight, and one that comes to mind is the Health and Labor Committee. They have oversight over other similar type operations, and I admit the cost is moderate in this bill, but on Management Audit Committee, we've been trying to cut down on the proliferation of boards and commissions and committees and everything else. It just gets to be more administrative costs for the state and LSO to do this when we already have standing committees that can do it.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is already a standing committee that has oversight over this board, and that is the Appropriations Committee. They appear before us routinely to explain their expenditures, their income, and have it authorized for expenditure. This is an extra expense coming out of the general fund when this board is self-funded by land grants that go back to the act of admission. They routinely address this. This was also addressed by Management Audit Council in the last year. So this is already covered. Having another legislative board is merely duplication of effort with an expenditure of money that isn't needed. Thank you.
Representative Miller for 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the bill, I'd like to see this at least make it to the committee so we can further this discussion. There is $8.5 million in these funds that are supposed to go to especially the retired miners with some serious conditions. I have seen some of these funds being used to supplement current miners that generally have some really good insurance programs. So I'd like to get a little harder look at this. I'd like to see it go to committee. I'd like to see what the existing
Aye.
Board.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Yagi,
aye. Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder, Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 30 no.
House Bill 118 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86.
House Bill 86 is introduced by Representative Summers.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to special rural health care districts.
Representative Summers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 86, Rural Health Care Districts Authority, and ask for your favorable consideration. The rural health care district in my county operates two clinics, hires multiple doctors, nurses, and other staff essential to providing health care in the district. There would be virtually no health care in Sublette County without these clinics. Our rural health care district asked for an attorney general's opinion on a personnel matter, and a footnote in that opinion stated the district did not have clear statutory authority to contract with physicians. This bill simply provides authority for rural health care districts in the state, there are four that I know of, to hire the necessary personnel to provide health care services to their communities. Thank you.
Any opposition? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Campbell, aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson, Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 86 is introduced and will be referred to committee number 10. And I wrote Summers. I bet I should write Labor there. Committee number 10, Labor. Members of the 62nd, let me give you a roadmap for the rest of the day just so that you know what we're looking at. We will break for lunch after this next bill. We'll break for an hour and a half to 1:30. And then we will come back and finish these introductions down to the ones on the bottom of your purple list. Then we will go through second reading, third reading, general file. And then I've also just... We have that 24-hour rule, so any bill with a number greater than 158 hasn't been on the desks for 24 hours. They'll be heard tomorrow. I've just turned in another 30 bills for introduction this afternoon. We've gone through now 27 introductions in 2 hours. so you can plan, I guess, your afternoon that way. That being said, the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 84.
House Bill 84, it's submitted by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Medicaid.
Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 84 and ask for your favorable consideration for introduction, and I turn the discussion and the rest of my time over to Representative Wilson.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know many of you have reservations about the federal Medicaid program, and I voted against it myself last session. But over the interim, I began considering expansion, and I'd like to share my thinking with you. We've been participating in the Medicaid program for about 50 years. This bill would make it available to almost 17,000 additional people. About 80% of these people work full-time or part-time now, but are unable to afford insurance. Some can't work because they have unaddressed health issues. Hospitals in Wyoming provide some $200 million in uncompensated care every year. As a result, the rest of us have higher bills. In addition, we already spend millions of dollars at the state hospital on dialysis, screening, medications, and mental health, 100% from the general fund, because we can't bill Medicaid for these services for this group of people. The current federal administration wants to collect our income taxes, but doesn't want to give it back for mineral royalties or abandoned mines. However, the current president is willing to pay 100% down to 90% of the...
Any one-minute rebuttals?
For
1 minute. Chairman's Wanitzer, or Representative's Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was confused. How much was the federal government willing to pay?
Any other 1 minute oppositions? 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We can bring our own tax dollars back to Wyoming. We can cut our general fund spending by maybe $57 million over 3 years. We can cut the cost shifted to our own insurance plans. We can maybe work with an imperfect program, make it better, but we can't do that unless you vote aye. Please vote aye.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Campbell,
aye. Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi, Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 27 no.
House Bill 84 will not be introduced. Brothers and sisters, the majority floor leader has informed me that he would like to do one more bill, House Bill 84, with your permission. Or 95, I'm sorry, House Bill 95. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 95.
House Bill 95 is introduced by Representative Harvey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 95 and ask for your favorable consideration for introduction. We have talked a lot about Medicaid, Medicaid expansion, and all of those issues deal with the payment system. This deals with the cost of medical provision. And one of the highest costs for medical provision in the state of Wyoming is diabetes. Over 42,000 adults live with diabetes in Wyoming today, with almost 133,000 living with prediabetes, meaning more than one-third of Wyoming's adults live with diabetes or its precursor. This bill would allow us to receive data, to talk about the prevalence, to talk about the populations, and to talk about the assessment of implementing programs that would aimed at controlling and preventing diabetes. It also adds a description of the level of coordination existing between the department and other agencies on activities, programmatic activities, and messaging on managing, treating, and preventing all forms of diabetes. Diabetes is the leading cause of heart attacks and strokes. More than half of Americans will have diabetes or prediabetes by 2025 at a cost of more than $515 billion per year if the current trend continues. Let's curb that trend in Wyoming and get a control on one of the highest cost diseases in our state.
Any 1 minute rebuttals? Hearing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman, Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Simlek,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
Zoo.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harshman, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt, aye to no. Are there Hutchings, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 14 no.
House Bill number 95 will be introduced and referred to committee number 10, Labor. Representative Mater.
Mr. Speaker, courtesy of the House.
Certainly.
Mr. Speaker, esteemed colleagues, I received a phone call that made my day today. I received a phone call from Dick and Myrtle Wallace, the parents of Sue Wallace. They congratulated me and said I was a good man for the job. I am going to see them this weekend. I would like your permission to convey from this body our appreciation for the work of Sue Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Chairman Archman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I appreciate the comments from the new representative from Campbell County. As we talk about the budget, there's many parts as we go through it. We'll be with the former representative's fingerprints are all over. But I wanted to draw your attention to a couple items. Distributed in your boxes. On JC, we divide the agencies by members, so they're a front-back document. I emailed it to you as well. You have it in electronic format. So the first one is by agency number. So you can just see on the far left, agency one, that will be mine, the governor's office. So I'll present that first off on Monday, and then as we go through and by number. And then the second sheet is just sorted by the member's name. And so you can see the good representative from Campbell County. His last name begins with a B, the agency he's responsible for, et cetera. So And in the email I sent you, I mean, we're really here to serve you, so if there's any questions you have on a specific agency, I'd encourage you to contact that representative. They're really the expert who's met longer and met more and will be the answer person for that agency. But really, any of us, we're here to serve you and to help. This is our first goldenrod today, and if you'd get that out of your box, I just wanted to point out a couple things. And then while you're doing that, the last really announcement is that when you come back from lunch, you'll have a copy of House Bill 1 and the cheat sheet. So that'll be here when you come back at 1:30. The timing on the budget, we'll explain it in general file on Monday and Tuesday. Remember, Tuesday at 5 o'clock will be your first chance to have amendments in for the following day on Wednesday, second reading. So if you have amendments, have them in by Tuesday at 5 for second reading. Thursday will be a day off, but you'll have to have amendments in by Thursday at 5 for third reading on Friday of next week. Okay? On the goldenrod, you can see the first page is really in the first group of information. The first column is the governor's recs for 13-14 January Craig status. And then the next column next to it is the JAC recs. And really the change is if you go down under expenditures and you can see the governor's budget bill transfers to the LSRA. And it's line number 9. It's got the parentheses 9 behind it. So we're in the first column. And you can see the $17,778,000 that, with the governor's original proposals, would transfer to the LSRA July 1st. Now, you can see if you move to the right, line number 9 jumps to $32,778,000. And so that is the JAC action, and that increase in that number is really a result of what we did to what the governor's recommendations were for what we call effective immediates. He would actually spend out of last year's budget after we leave here in March, okay, out of the last biennial budget. Well, the things that we cut out of there were bark beetle mitigation. I think there was $5 million. We funded that differently in the budget. We took care of the issue. We just didn't think we should fund it with the last biennium's money. Court security was another, I think it was $10 million. We funded that differently through this year's budget. And then I think the governor's energy policy was another $1 million. Those are the big ones that we reduced from effective immediately, funded in different parts of the budget. So then if you follow line 9 all the way across, it's $27,300,000. And that's really... That's the money left on the table, really, right now. And so as bills start to become profiled after passing general file, they'll actually show up on page 2. And if you can flip over page 2 on general fund profile, and if you'll go down to the appropriations and you can see the 2014 budget bill and the Senate File 2 feed bill estimate are already profiled. And as bills start to pass either body of the legislature, those bills will show up here. And so that list on page 2, that'll start to grow, and that will start to fill up that page as bills pass. And then you'll see back to the front page, that $27 million, there'll be a corresponding decrease in that. So every bill, a bill that comes in for $1 million gets profiled, that'll drop to $26 million. So that's the money that's left on the table. So it'll just start tripping that down. There's other ways to reduce that $26 million, and you really go up to the funds available, the money that's coming in. I believe we had one bill to reduce taxes on the mineral industry. That would have affected the money coming in, and so it would have reduced that amount. I believe there's another bill that changes the sales tax amounts, diversions to locals, and what comes to the general fund budget reserve. That would reduce our income to the state, and so that would also have an effect on the bottom line, and that's at the top part, of course, of the where it says funds available. So if you reduce how much we've coming in or we spend more, that'll corresponding drop to that. So we'll be around for any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any committee announcements? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H18 to consider House Bill 35, Select Committee on Transfer of Public Land, and House Joint Resolution 1, Support of Taiwan.
Chairman's Walnut, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Transportation Committee number 8 will meet 10 minutes after adjournment this evening to discuss two House bills, House Bill 59, Authorized Motor Vehicle Lights, and House Bill 60, Light Trailer Titles.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee corporations number 7 will meet immediately upon adjournment for lunch, and we have an hour and a half to work House Bill 25 and 18.
Any other announcements? It's up to you. 145. Vice Chairman Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10 will meet tomorrow, 10 minutes past noon recess, to discuss House Bill 73, State Employment, Persons with Disabilities, and also for the Labor Committee, today is the Nurses Convention Luncheon at Little America.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will be meeting right now, and we will take up Court Reporter Fee, House Bill 8, District Court Filing, House Bill 50, Jury Pool Selection, House Bill 33, Landowner's Duty 23, Controlled Substances 11, and Children Need a Supervision 43.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, after lunch, we will take item number 30 on your purple sheet, Introductions. That's House Bill 99. It's a beet farmer's bill. And we're going to move that down to the end after
announce it again if you want.
House Bill 63. So move 99 down to after item 34, which is House Bill 63. Mr. Speaker, I move we recess until 1:45.
Before we vote, Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a committee announcement. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet today at 12:30 in room 204. Two bills, continuation of House Bill 70, State Parks Peace Officer Benefits, and House Bill 55, a re-referral on funding for substance abuse. Thank you.
You've heard the majority floor leader's motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House is in recess until 1:45.